This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Anti-graft body CIA files a charge sheet at a special court over alleged irregularities in Pokhara International Airport construction. 21 individuals, including former Tourism Secretary Kedar Bahadur Adhikari, named defendants. Nepali Congress attributes to internal party factors for its defeat in recent House of Representatives elections. Prime Minister Kharki claims March 5th House of Representatives elections set benchmark for quality elections in Nepal's electoral history. And Iran threatens U.S.-linked Gulf energy sites after Trump gives a deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIA, has filed a case at the Special Court over alleged irregularities in Pokhara Regional International Airport construction. According to court assistant spokesperson Agiraj Regmi, the Commission has named 21 individuals, including former Tourism Secretary Kedar Bahadur Adhikari and two companies as defendants. Those charged also include former Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, Sanjeev Gautam and Rajan Pokhrel, and former Deputy Director General Mahendra Singh Rawal. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki has claimed that the House of Representatives election has set a benchmark for quality elections in Nepal's electoral history. Speaking at a tea reception held in Balwatar in honor of officials and staff of the Election Commission today, Prime Minister Kharki praised the Commission's leadership for demonstrating the ability to stand firmly in favor of the election and carry out its responsibilities despite numerous challenges. Home Minister Om Prakash Ural cited the Prime Minister as saying that establishing such a standard of the quality election was a significant achievement and that a successful election is historic and important for sustaining democracy. On the occasion, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Radha, on behalf of the Commission, presented a copy of election results report to Prime Minister Kharki. The Nepali Congress has concluded that internal party factors contributed its defeat in the recent House of Representatives elections. Speaking to journalists during a meeting of the Central Working Committee at the party's headquarters in Sanepa of Lalitpur today, spokesperson Devraj Salisa said that an analysis of the vote margins in most constituencies where the party lost points to internal causes. Salisa said that reports submitted to the party and feedback from districts will be carefully reviewed before final conclusions are drawn. The government is set to launch a human papillomavirus HPV vaccination campaign against cervical cancer in 4 districts of the country this week. Head of the Child Health and Immunization Branch of the Department of Health Services, Dr. Abhiyan Gautam, said that the vaccination campaign will be conducted in Dolpa, Humla, Jumla and Manang, where schools were closed due to snowfall in February when the vaccination campaign was conducted across the country. HPV vaccines were administered to the 6th grade students and 10-year-old girls outside school throughout the country from the 8th to the 27th of February, except in those 4 districts. The Department of Immigration has made the permit service for trekking in restricted areas easier and more efficient. In a notice published today, the department stated that foreign nationals must obtain a trekking permit from the department when trekking in designated restricted areas of 13 districts in Nepal. The service for issuing trekking permits to foreigners traveling in group through agencies in these restricted areas has been made hassle-free, faster, and more user-friendly by adopting an online system. Previously, solo trekkers were not issued trekking permits for restricted areas, which made it mandatory for individuals wishing to trek alone to find a trekking partner, causing inconvenience and negatively affecting tourism promotion. Nepal's foreign trade deficit has reached around 1 trillion and 100 billion rupees till the second quarter of the current fiscal year 2025 and 26, as per the foreign trade statistics till March 14th, released by the Department of Customs today, out of 1 trillion 450 billion and 360 million rupees worth foreign trade, the country recorded 1 trillion 98 billion and 130 million rupees trade deficit. According to the department, the country imported goods worth 1 trillion 289 billion and 250 million rupees and exported goods worth 1 billion 112 million rupees in the last 8 months. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekesa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilocha, ekesa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabakura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. नयाँ चडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Air pollution has significantly decreased across most parts of the country following rainfall since Friday, according to an analysis of Air Quality Index AQI data. Just a week ago, air pollution had reached 178 AQI, placing Kathmandu as the second most polluted city in the world. Today, however, pollution levels have dropped to 60 AQI. As a result, Kathmandu now ranks 67th on the list of the world's most polluted cities. Director General of the Department of Environment, Gyanaraj Subedi, stated that the rainfall accompanied by windy storms on Friday and Saturday helped reduce air pollution in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran threatens to irreversibly destroy U.S.-linked energy sites across the Middle East if its power plants are targeted. According to the BBC, the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, has threatened to destroy vital infrastructure across Gulf region in an irreversible manner if the U.S. and Israel target the country's power plants. In a post on X, Ghalibaf says vital infrastructure, energy and well facilities throughout the region will be considered legitimate targets. The warning comes after President Donald Trump says U.S. will obliterate Iranian power plants if the Strait of Hormuz is not opened before a 48-hour deadline. The waterway is vital for global well shipping. In peacetime, around 20% of the world's well and liquefied natural gas shipments passes through the strait, making it critical for global energy supplies. Meanwhile, Israel launched a wave of strikes on the Iranian capital overnight, and Iran has also retaliated with missiles. Sudan's army has denied it carried out a deadly attack on a major hospital on Friday night in a city in the west of the country, held by its rivals, the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF. According to the BBC, the head of the World Health Organization, WHO, said that 64 people, including 13 children, 2 nurses, and a doctor, had died in the strike on El Jain Teaching Hospital and 89 others had been wounded. Meanwhile, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus posted on X urging the warring parties to end the conflict which started nearly 3 years ago. The RSF said an army drone had hit the hospital in the capital of East Darfur State on the day Muslims were marking the festival of Eid. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki and Karnali provinces, Kusi provinces rather, and partly cloudy in the remaining hilly and Torai regions. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Anti-graft body CIA files a charge sheet at a special court over alleged irregularities in Pokhara International Airport construction. 21 individuals, including former Tourism Secretary Kedar Bahadur Adhikari, named defendants. Nepali Congress attributes to internal party factors for its defeat in recent House of Representatives elections. Prime Minister Karki claims March 5th House of Representatives elections set benchmark for quality elections in Nepal's electoral history. And Iran threatens U.S.-linked Gulf energy sites after Trump gives a deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.